High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Chichester Eagles and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Thursday evening, and we're excited to bring to you boys high school basketball. Chichester is taking on Chester here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium, also known as the Clip Joint, and this gym named couple of years ago after legendary Chester High boys basketball head coach Fred Pickens. Fred, longtime assistant coach for the Clippers, and then became head coach in 95-96, 10 years. He won PIAA state championships 3 times, all-time winningest coach in basketball history, and that's saying something here at Chester High. And they're taking on Chichester tonight. Clippers are 14-3, and they have won 10 of their last 11 games. Their head coach these days, longtime assistant under Fred, Keith Taylor. Third season for Keith, 54 wins, 19 losses. Great player for Chester back in the 80s. Chichester is 8-10. They've won 3 games in a row, coached by the legendary Clyde the Glide Jones in year number 3. As head coach of Chi, 26-37 is Clyde's record at Chi. 20th year overall, 349 wins, 184 losses. Clyde also coached at Harrington, and he coached at Penwood, took them to a state championship and a victory back in 2009 over York High, and a state runner-up to Plymouth White Marsh in 2010. Then he went to Girard College for a year, and he took that team single A to the state championship game before they lost. And hey, Chester here is undefeated at home this year. Their overall record in this gym since 1986-87 is 355 wins and 32 losses.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Last 5 years, the Clippers are just unbelievable. The month of January, 42 wins, 4 losses over the last 5 years. Last win, by the way, for Chichester versus Chester Anywhere, 33 years ago, 1987. And Chester has just dominated the Del Valle.
Well, and it's going to be just as tough for Chichester tonight, I think, to pull this one off.
Pete, you got a cold, Pete?
A little bit.
Wow. Okay.
All right, as long as he's not breathing on me and no kiss goodbye.
Yes, so, yes. So the Clip Joint, man, nothing like it.
Yeah, well, they got a new floor, which looks great. They got new lighting, which is spectacular, a new sound system, new scoreboards. I mean, they put some money into here, and it looks fabulous. So that's great.
Yes, beautiful new floor. Actually, I did a couple of games the first weekend of the boys' basketball season. They had the big Jeremy Treatment tournament here, play-by-play classic. Did 3 games here, and it was just unbelievable, man. So hopefully, yeah, pretty good crowd here. Chi Clyde is still trying to work with Chichester, get them to be elite like Academy Park. They all want to be like Chester, and you got to give Chester High a lot of credit, despite having kids from the town of Chester playing all over the place.
Yep. Yeah, David. I want to just comment on Chester. It seems a pattern. They come out slow in November, December. You know, they have a below 500 record sometimes. And then you look back, it's almost the 1st of February. They're 14-3. So obviously Chester is a slow-starting school. But when they get on a roll, they get on a roll. And it looks like they're on a roll and a mission. with playoffs and who knows what else beyond.
Yeah, just three losses. And back, of course, we did the game against Haverford School, who's a little bit down this year. And Haverford School slowed the game up, and that's what Chai is going to try to do. But then they want to play like run and gun basketball. Mr. Shaw's in the house here, and I could go on and on. His son's actually starting for Chai Chester, and Jamar is a Chester great from 94. So, yeah, it's going to be running gun basketball here tonight. And the only way really to beat Chester is that, you know, you play zone and you hope they miss shots.
Yeah.
Well, that, as we've seen, that can happen. I mean, I'm looking for a good game. I think it's going to be very tough for Chai Chester to pull this off, but I'm hoping they stay close, you know, and stay in the game. You know, the last thing anybody wants to see is, 20, 25 points in the third quarter, and it's like, well, what are you going to play for?
So. Right. Well, Chai Chester is 8-10, as I mentioned, but a lot of close games. They've lost a lot of close games, and they played a very, very tough schedule. A lot of other really good games going on here tonight. Garnet Valley, Lower Marion.
I've got a couple of score updates from two of our Central League games.
Yeah, all right. Which ones you got here?
I've got Conestoga-Ridley. Conestoga started out the game upset on a 17-0 run. After the first quarter, it's 20-4 Conestoga.
Interesting.
Wow.
They've been kind of, we saw the potential they had. Yeah, they've been kind of up and down, too.
They've been hot and cold throughout the season. And in the Garnet Valley-Lower Marion game, it's been all Garnet Valley. The score right now, last I heard, was 37-10.
That's unbelievable.
Whoa.
Marion's been going through a lot of different things here. With Kobe passing away, and then they lost actually three games in a row.
Yep.
Did pick up a nice win the other night on the road against Upper Darby, I believe it was. And that Garnet Valley's legit, man.
Garnet Valley has a really solid team this year.
Yes.
And they're just taking it to Lower Marion at home.
They've only lost one game in Garnet Valley, and that was to Lower Marion earlier this year.
Yeah, I think this is revenge time.
When we saw Conestoga play Strathaven, they're young, but they're big. They're a team that we think will definitely get better, and I think they are.
Right. Well, we're going to be doing the Central League Championship boys and girls in a week and a half.
Just over two weeks.
Yeah, Tuesday the 11th.
I don't know. I don't know who's going to be there.
No, won't even tell you where you're going to be because they're trying to make a decision relative to who the teams are.
All right, so we're here at the Fred Pickett Gym here at Chester High, the campus of Chester High School. Take a break. It's Chai Chester and Chester Boys High School Basketball. Never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgeman Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, great job. National anthem. Before that, a moment of silence for the late, great Kobe Bryant, who had some tremendous battles with Chester in 95 District 1 championship game, 96 District 1 championship game and state semifinal. 1996, winning that state championship, ironically, 24 years ago, one of his numbers in the NBA, 24. starting lineup, first of all, for the visiting Chi Chester Eagles. 5'11 junior, number one, Josh Hankins. 5'8 junior guard, number four, Ramir McDowell. 6'1 junior guard, number five, Jasir Shaw, dad, one of the best to play at Chester High back in the 90s. 6'4 senior, Paris Blackwell, number 23. 6'2 junior, number 35, Andrew Monroe, Clyde Jones, third year here at Chi, 20th overall. Record here at Chi is 26-37. Now for the Chester High Clippers, 14-3 overall, winners of 10 of the last 11 games. 5'11 junior, number one, Fareed Burton Jr. We've got number five, Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior. 5'11 senior, number two, Rami Gilbert. Carell Watkins, number 30, one of the top players in the state, 6'4 junior. Hakeem Taylor, 6'4 senior. His dad was a great here at Chester, graduated 2001, member of the 2000 state title team at Chester High. So a lot of great bloodlines right here, gentlemen, as I look for a chair. You think I can stand here without blocking anybody?
Yeah, they can move.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Tim Hudson's in the house doing some video. Good stuff. Got a lot of guys here tonight, as we usually do.
Yeah, they're out of chairs, by the way.
And they are. Well, I'll stand up. And
yep.
I think
you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
And if you're not fine, they can answer to me.
Yeah. And actually, I can move back a little bit.
I'll beat them with my good arm.
So Chester is, again, 14-3 overall. Their only loss this month to 20th-ranked team in the country, Baltimore Polytech Institute, which is considered, by the way, a public school out of Baltimore, obviously. And they beat Chester by 20, but it was most of the game, it was 10-point game. But anyway, a good experience playing better teams.
I've got another quick update from the Ridley-Conestoga game. Ridley's clawing their way back into it. It's 22-16 now.
Okay, good.
With three minutes to go in the first half.
Tap, Watkins and Blackwell knocked out of bounds on the far side. It'll go with Chester and their orange and, well, mostly
white
with orange. Where's the black at? A little bit of black out there on their uniforms. And as for Chichester, you know, it's burgundy. Here's Carroll, goes to the basket, shot is blocked in there by Blackwell. Here comes a steal in the backcourt, and Watkins misses the easy layup. That was a stolen away from Shaw. Here comes Chichester back with McDowell underneath the basket, looking for Andrew Monroe, off of Monroe's hands and out of bounds. Chester, by the way, in a big tournament, national tournament again this coming weekend, Saturday, Sunday, at Atlantic City, New Jersey. Two of the top teams in the state of New Jersey they're going to be playing. Chichester 8-10, but they've won three in a row. Across the timeline, Chester right to left. Hankins is guarding Taylor. Left wing corner, Carroll, out of bounds off of him. So sluggish start both teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of sloppy ball handling right now, trying to get their legs underneath him.
So we're live from the Fred Pickett Gymnasium in Chester on this Thursday night. The lighting much better than it used to be, guys.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, and the floor. Brand new floor here. And the 8 PIAA Public League Record State Championships in boys basketball. Across the timeline is McDowell. Right of the key, Blackwell. Paris, left side, Monroe. He's left of the key. Weaves it to McDowell. McDowell brings it out. McDowell fires a long, long three, skims the rim, no good. Rebound Carroll for Chester to Taylor. To Burton. Watkins gets it out to Fareed for three, no good. Rebound Jasir Shaw. It was his uncle, the Chester great Zane Shaw. Driving to the basket, McDowell a little out of control, no good. Here comes Fareed Burton behind the back. Right side jumper good by Carell Watkins.
First score of the night.
Chester undefeated at home this year, 6-0, and again, 355 wins, 32 losses in the last 34 seasons. Unbelievable here at the Fred Pickett Gym, otherwise known as the clip joint. And pass on the far side is out of bounds. Almost stolen away by Chester, but off the Clippers. We have 6:11 to go. First quarter, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Mike Mayer, still working on improving his left arm, shoulder, and Andrew Kaufman.
Who's not working on improving his shoulder.
No, he's young. Hankins, he can score a lot of points, this young man. Misses the shot, follows his shot, up for two.
Very nice. Don't give up on the play.
5'11 junior Josh Hankins. We're worldwide all the way live. Dave Berman and the gang here at Chester. Clippers come back. Right wing corner is Taylor. Stops, pops, misses. Carroll, rebound, no but a foul. And he'll go to the line shooting two. And that personal, guys, was on as I had my...
It was on Jasir Shaw, his first.
First on the 6'1 junior.
And the fouls are up on the scoreboard as well as points.
I like that.
There you go.
Free throw is good. Yeah, take advantage of your scoreboards, you know?
Yeah.
First foul shot good by Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior. And he has really worked hard to improve his game over the years. Up again, got it, nothing but net. Two foul shots for Carroll. Chester leads it 4-2, 5:42 to go in the first quarter. McDowell looks to dribble, penetrate the Shaw right side. Pass underneath, out of bounds. Last touch by Chester, however. Chester won the first game between these two teams, 74-60, a few weeks back.
Ridley with an incredible second quarter in at home against Conestoga. It's now 25-22 Ridley.
Good comeback. Been crazy in the Central League. Chester has already clinched the Del Valle championship, regular season championship, for the third straight year, but they always have bigger fish to fry. There's a turnover. Here's Carell Watkins. Bounce pass right side. Taylor with the layup. Akeem Taylor, 6'4 senior. And Chester has, they're playing very, very well. Obviously, you can tell by their record, competition they've played across the timeline. It's 6-2 Chester, 5 minutes ago in the first quarter. Hankins, top of the key to Monroe, left of the key, Shaw, down low, left block, Hankins against Burton. Posts him up, misses the shot, and back comes Burton. A little out of control, but he picks the ball up. Now left side, Gilbert. Gilbert. Cross-court pass to Burton. Burton right of the key. Right wing corner, Carroll for three. Too strong. And the rebound, Paris Blackwell. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Refs letting them play. No fouls yet on Chester. Just one on Chai. Jasir Shaw flips it to McDowell. Chester playing sticky man-to-man defense, as you would expect. Three ball from the left wing corner, no good. Weak side rebound to Blackwell. Floater round the rim, no good. Offensive rebound for Monroe. Lays it up and in, but they're going to wave off the basket and call a foul on an offensive foul. Andrew Monroe, first team, second. We're going to call him legendary. Legendary Peach Howard, public address announcer. Yes, Andrew.
That's a halftime score at Ridley, 25-22. Ridley, and halftime between Garnet Valley and Lower Marion, where Garnet Valley can clinch the regular season title in the Central League. It is 51-10.
That's amazing. Jumper from the foul line is good by Fareed Burton, the 5'11 junior, and Chester off to a good start. 3:46 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-2 Clippers over the Eagles on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium in Chester, the Chester High Clippers, legendary. 8, Chichester 2, 3:44 to go in the first quarter. Pete, been awfully quiet this evening. I hope your cold's going away.
Yeah, fighting a little cold. But as the game's progressed so far, it's about what we expected. Chester's got a little bit of a lead. And Chichester's just got to hang in there, make some shots. That would really help.
We have a newcomer into the game for Chi, number 3, Syer Hancock, and he's only a junior, 5'11 junior. And almost a steal by Chester. It is a steal. Watkins ahead of the pack, drives and jams. Watkins almost traveled right there. Just kept that pivot a little bit before he jammed it home. 10-2 Chester. Hankins is driving right baseline, foul. And that's going to be on Fareed Burton, his first and the first on Chester here in the first half. 3:09 to go. And hopefully we'll be back here for a possible playoff game down the road. Chester will host at least one. There's a lot of good opportunities, Mike, we're going to have down the road in the districts, and who knows about the states.
We may have two broadcasters out there. We'll see.
Hankins drives, misses the short shot off the glass, follows his shot, offensive rebound. Shaw, right wing corner, almost a steal. Chester takes it away. Look at that nice bounce pass to Carroll, all the way to the basket with a left hand for two. Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior, and Chester did add a couple of 6'4 sophomores to their roster up from JV. Look forward to maybe seeing them down the road because the roster's a little thin. Stopping, popping around the rim, no, by Shaw. Rebound, Watkins. Watkins to Burton. Chester coming back with a 10-point lead. Down low, Akeem has it. Taylor drives baseline, foul. Shaw, that's going to be number 2 on Jasir. And we're going to have Grant Tate, number 11, checking in. 6'3 senior for Chai, and number 30, Walter Jones, 5'10 senior. 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Chester up 12-2. Del Valle regular season champs again. Gilbert, look at that behind the back. Dipsy-do, reverse layup is good by Taylor Akeem.
All right, this is getting out of hand for Chichester. They've got to make some baskets. They just haven't gotten the ball at all. Yeah.
Driving to the basket, blocked out of bounds by Gilbert. Not as bad as that. The score, I can't believe what Garnet Valley's doing to Lower Marion. That's incredible. And who knows how long it's been since Garnet Valley beat Lower Marion. There's only so much research I can do, and a lot of teams don't even have the history.
Right.
At least I do have the Chester High history. A lot of it you have to work for. In the backcourt, Hankins on the long pass. 3 fouls on Chai. Just 1 on Chester. Hankins to the basket. Right side, 3 ball is up and good for 3. They needed that, Chai Chester.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Syer Hancock. And it's now 14-5, Clippers by 9. Watkins right block, and he is fouled, driving to the basket. He's a handful, guys, Mike, as you know.
Yep, sure do.
I mean, he's going to get some guys that are pretty young out here. You look at their starting lineup for Chai. Hankins, a junior. McDowell, a junior. Shaw, a junior. Blackwell is a senior, and junior Monroe. A bunch of guys off the bench. Pretty nice crowd here. Chester High Gym. We love being here. Chester High is basketball for the state of PA. There's a turnover by Watkins. Could have called a reach-in foul, and they do on Correll. That's a frustration foul there. That's his first, team second. 1:38 to go, first quarter. Clippers up 14-5. Clyde Jones, hard to believe, 20th year for Clyde as a head basketball coach here in southeastern PA. Third at Chichester. In the backcourt, good-looking 5'11 junior guard Josh Hankins. He spins, he turns, he fires, misses. Offensive rebound, Hankins for 2. He's a hard worker, good kid.
He is. He likes to follow his shots, too. That's a dangerous combination for all teams.
Yeah, he's been playing as a freshman. Getting through the defense, pass to Watkins underneath, lay it up and in. What a beautiful pass, though, right there.
Yeah, they really set that up nicely. Chichester came out to meet it, and they left the guy under the basket open and got right to him on the bounce pass.
Man, Fareed Burton, number one, is really picking up his game. There's another steal. Too quick, Chester. Head of the pack is Burton. The Watkins lays it up and in. And he has eight. How many is he going to get tonight? He's been averaging like a double-double a game, like 15 points, 12 rebounds. Some games way more than 15. Chester by 11, 18-7. Looking down low for Hankins. Turns, fires, got it. Josh Hankins has six of the nine Chichester points. They get it up to Carroll. Carroll drives out to Burton. Burton to Carroll, top of the key. Looks to drive, and a foul is called. And Carroll a little aggravated out there, a little pushing and shoving, and everybody better relax. Just a little physical out there, a little frustration on Chichester's part. But the Hankins boy didn't back down, did he? For
no, that's... I think it's... That's what got Carroll so upset. He's a big man, and he expected somebody to just move away from him, and Hankins wasn't interested.
No, technical foul.
Double technical. Technical foul for Chichester on number 10, Usmane Fofana, and number 5 for Chester, Samir Carroll.
Yeah, Carroll, yep. 18 seconds to go, and a reaching foul on Hankins. He's a little frustrated right there on that foul.
That's his second. Hankins, there was a foul called originally on Josh Hankins, then a double technical on Watkins and Fofana on the same play. And now Hankins picked up his second real quick.
All right, Hankins has two now. 16 fouls on Chichester. Chester, 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Clippers have the ball, leading at 18-9. Over the Chichester Eagles.
And Hankins just took a seat.
But he's trying to do a 1-1 after the technical foul.
So it's 17
the
fouls.
Yes, 17 fouls on Chichester, 3 team fouls on Chester.
It's on the board, 7-3, right?
So Watkins to the line shooting 1-1 already. That's kind of rare to have Chester in the bonus already this early in the game.
Well, I think Chichester feels they got to be physical if they're going to keep this game in control. Of course, that presents other problems.
This lead ref, this lead ref's good. I've seen him in a lot of games over there. Do not know his name, but and he's a big boy, too. Looks like a wrestler. Watkins makes the first.
The refs are doing a very good job communicating to both coaches and the scorers table who the fouls are on and what the board should be saying.
Carell again, around the rim for another, goes in. Chai with the rock, Shaw, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Chester by 11. Jasir, way out high near midcourt. He's guarded by his good friend for a long time, Fareed Burton. There's another steal for Chester, and ahead of the pack, and slamming it at the buzzer. It is good, Akeem Taylor, just in time. After one quarter of play, the Chester High Clippers 22, Chichester 9. It never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back. Fred Pickett Gymnasium, Dave Berman and the gang. It's 22-9 Chester after one quarter against Chichester. Let's go to Pete for some comments.
Yeah, Dave, what's happening here is the size and the power of Chester. They're I think 22 points they've made, 16 or 18 of them on basically layups. And if you're going to keep giving layups, there's no way you're going to beat this team.
I'm curious. How many points does Hankins have for Chichester?
Ten.
Six. I said Hankins.
Six. So Chichester has has nine.
Oh, Hankins, yeah.
So Hankins is the offense right now.
Yes. Well, Hankins is tough. But, you know, he's what can one guy do? You know?
Well, bless, they got to sit him. He's got two fouls on him, so he can't be. You got to be careful. But, yeah, you're right.
How about the Chester High cheerleaders?
No, they're always great.
So our next broadcast, I will not be available. Brian Carroll and you guys, Harrington, had a big win against Lower Marion.
Pancrest, right?
And that'll be at Pancrest, yeah.
End of the third quarter in Garnet Valley, Lower Marion, 59-22 Garnet Valley.
Wow.
I got to look up, you know.
Lower Marion did outscore Garnet Valley in that third quarter. 12-8, 12-9.
Well, you have to do a whole lot better than that.
Yeah, you've
got
to do a whole lot more than that to.
Garnet Valley, Mike Brown, what a job! What an absolute. So they win that. They win the Central League regular season championship for the first time in. Whew, wins
a. Well, they'll still have to play in the playoffs, but
but
in the Central League, there'll still be a championship game.
Turnaround Blackwell off the glass, no good. Akeem Taylor battling for that rebound, out of bounds, but we'll go to Chester High. The orange and black. And they're going to try a little token trap here. We'll try Chester, but Chester easily gets it across the timeline. Alley-oop. Carroll's foul. So he'll go to the line shooting two, or was it on the floor?
All right. That's
number three on Jasir.
That's three on Jasir Shaw. He'll have to go to the bench.
Well, some guys from Chai are going to get some good work here.
Yeah.
So one and one, or was it on the floor, right, guys?
It's.
Well, we'll find out. Shaw will come out of the game. We saw his uncle Zane the other night.
Red 30 was the foul.
Walter Jones.
The foul was against Walter Jones.
They have Shaw up on the board.
That was 1-1.
The free throw is good here by Zamir Carroll, who has 5 points. And one thing Chester did against Penwood the other night, they made a lot of their foul shots. So
the ref came over to the table and said to the scorers, the foul should be on 30. I said the wrong number. Don't change anything on the board.
Gotcha. Another turnover, almost a turn. Chester's just like tigers after meat, but Chai gets it back, and from behind the shot is blocked, contesting everything, and the layup is good, and a foul by Andrew Monroe. Or was it Walter Jones? Oh, sorry about that. That's Walter Jones, a 5'10 senior for two. Fouls on Akeem Taylor. His first. Should be the team's fourth.
Team's fourth. They haven't updated the board yet.
So Jones, he's again a 5'10 senior. Checking in is Ramir McDowell, 5'8 junior. He started the game. So Hankins has two fouls coming
Hankins
out of the game.
Hankins has three.
Oh, he does have three.
No, I have him for two. Okay. The board has him for three.
Shot no good. Free throw. And rebound Chester. Chester up by 13. Fareed Burton, right of the key. Taylor loses the ball, battles for the rebound. He was out of bounds. Good hustle by Akeem.
Yep.
But turnover back to Chai Chester. 7:10 to go. We are live in living color from the Fred Pickett Gymnasium on the campus of Chester High School. 8 PIAA banners up there. Boys basketball, a public school record. Chai Chester come back. Walter Jones. Jones dribbling top of the key. Flips it to McDowell. Mr. Energizer Bunny. Faheem Berry into the game for Chester. Number 11. He's a senior. I believe it's the first substitution the Clippers have made. Top of the key, Blackwell. Lost his dribble. I think he has to pass. Yes. Right of the key, Jones. I'll check that, McDowell. Left of the key to Hancock. 6:38 to go.
Chester's defense is just smothering right now.
Second quarter. With the ball is McDowell. Number four. Pick is set. Down low. Driving to the basket. Up for two. That time it is. Monroe. 6'2 junior. Looks like he'd be a football player, too. There's a steal from Berry to the basket. Lay it up and in by Sahir Hancock. Chester's lead is 9, 24-15, 6:05 to go in the quarter. Somebody should be wide open. Cross-court pass to Berry. Berry right wing corner, Watkins for three. It's short. And the rebound taken by Now it's taken by Hancock. Across the timeline, Chester almost a steal. Boy, they're going for all kinds of steals here in this game. And there's a turnover by Monroe, throwing to nobody, as Mark Zumoff would say, 76er announcer, throwing that ball to nobody in particular.
He thought there was going to be a cut from one of his men, and he stayed at the edge of the lane.
And had there been a cut, that would have been a nice pass.
5:40 to go, half before halftime. There's Akeem Taylor looking down low for Burton, lays it up, and he hung in the air. Did Fareed, thought he got fouled, still made the shot. 4 for 5-11 and getting better and better and stronger for Fareed Burton, a Chester Biddy legend. A lot of Chester Biddy legends out there. Three ball is in and out by Jai Chester. Offensive rebound, no good. That was Hancock missing the shot. Here comes Chester again. Burton to the basket, no, but a foul. Fareed will go shooting two. Let's see who they call this foul on. Number three, Sair Hancock is first. Team's ninth. Jasir Shaw ready to check back in for the Eagles. Fareed Burton shooting two. Dad Fareed Sr. Chester great back in the day. Graduated 1998. Makes the first. Fareed will get another. Up and I tell you, Chester, much, much better at the foul line. I can see a huge difference. Again, we haven't seen him in a month, guys, right? It was over a month ago.
And that's it's half a season when you haven't seen anybody for
it's
a month.
It's unbelievable, yeah. Well, and they've been on the road a lot. Went to Pittsburgh and did pretty well out there. That's their only loss this month. Shaw, NBA 3, he's got it.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Jasir Shaw. Makes it a 10-point lead for Chester. Watkins off the glass. No, battling for that rebound. It's Watkins, has it underneath, puts it up. No, battling. They're trying, Chai Chester. Misses, put back is good by Taylor. Chester relentless on the boards. That's old-school Chester ball right there, baby.
Four offensive rebounds in a basket. Boy, that's just a killer, particularly when you're down by 16.
12-point lead now for the High, as they call it. Hankins. NBA 3, that's going to be short. Skims the rim. Offensive rebound, Shaw for two.
Nice play, good aggression.
Jasir's dad, Jamar, 94, state champ. Tremendous guard on that team. Chester by 10, 30 to 23, 54 to go. And Barry loses it. And he's going to have, I think they're going to take him out of the game. Burton comes back in. Rami's going to be replacing Burt.
Yep.
3:51 to go. Chai's still within range, guys. It's
they're 10 points down. Yeah. That's doable. They have a good run. We haven't seen a strong, run for Chai Chester yet, but they're staying in there.
Monroe left of the key. Goes to Shaw. Three ball again. Straight away is short. Hankins saves it from going out of bounds, but to a Clipper. Head of the pack is Watkins, lays it up and in. He'd be a good wide receiver for the Chester High football team. Correll, he has 12. And Chester picking up the pace here. And all the way to the basket, Monroe with a left hand, lays it up and in.
Boy, if Chichester wants to slow this game down, they're doing a terrible job.
They had a score there. There's a Berry.
My goodness.
Missing a shot. Rebound, Chichester. And here they come back. If Chai can make some threes here. Going to the basket. Hankins, he can shoot it. Drives into the lane. Floater, no good. Berry the rebound. Berry almost throws it away. Picks it back up. And he throws it away again. And here comes Hankins back. And his shot is blocked from behind. And Berry is going to come out of the game. And Burton is coming back in. So it's going to be Chester ball or Chai? It's going to be Chai Chester ball. 2:44 to go before halftime. 9 team fouls on Chichester, just 3 on Chester. So they can really, the Clippers, at ridiculous pressure, they can keep it up here. Hankins, left wing corner for 3. Good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Josh Hankins cuts it to a 7-point Clipper lead. Here's Burton down low. Chai's really picking it up. Burton hustles, throws it away. On the floor, taken by Chichester. Well, they got a lot of energy right now.
Boy.
The Eagles haven't beaten Chester in 33 years. Hankins, pullback 3-ball again. Oh. Back of the rim, no good. On the floor, here comes Fareed Burton. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. And lay it up and in.
Boy, both teams are just moving at lightning speeds back where coach just said to Chichester, slow it down, reset, take
right.
your time.
2 minutes to go before halftime. Chester by 9, 34-25. They're trying to, Chester has 3 fouls to give, guys, so they can really keep this pressure up. And Chester better pick it up because Chai's making some shots. Here's a steal by Gilbert. Rami picks it up. Rami gets it up, almost knocked away. It does by Chai, but to a Chester player. Down low for Gilbert. He's pushed from behind and a foul on the floor. 2 shots. I thought that when he was pushed from behind, I thought that could have been the foul. So we have 2 shots. Fouls on Chichester.
10.
Usman Fofana, his 2nd. And a timeout call by Chester. All right, we'll settle ourselves here. 1:36 to go before halftime. Chester by 9. Boys basketball never sounded so good. Right here, DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie,
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park in Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chichester and Chester, the Clippers of Chester High, leading at 34-25 over Chai, 1:36 to go in the 2nd quarter.
I think Andrew's got an update.
Yes, from Ridley High School, Conestoga uses a 10-0 run to go up 36-35 on Ridley, 1:05 to go in the 3rd quarter. And we have a final from Garnet Valley. Garnet Valley 77, Lower Marion 32.
Whoa.
Chris Coyne led the way with 18. The Jaguars beat the Aces for the first time since January 2017 and clinch the Central League regular season crown.
Okay, not that bad. It's only been 3 seasons.
Only 3 seasons.
4 seasons,
but
yeah.
That's 5 games.
Well, those big,
5
those,
or 6
those,
games.
Garnet Valley working hard, man. They're a basketball school now, too. Thanks to Mike Brown. Free throw good. Chester at the line with Rami Gilbert, his 1st point of the night. 1 loss, that's it. And that was the Lower Marion for Garnet Valley. Free throw is good. Rami is 2 for 2. Chester's free throw shooting.
Very good tonight.
I don't know if they've missed. 1:30 to go. 2nd quarter. Chichester with the ball. And trailing by 10. Blocked from behind and out of bounds. It'll be with last touch by Chester.
Dave, I'd like to have one comment. I think that what has happened since Sunday has really affected Lower Marion. Those kids are not 40 points worse than Garnet Valley. I think the whole Kobe thing has really affected the team.
Well, I saw Greg Downer's press conference. Here's Hankins driving. Floater is off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Chichester. Right now, Chai has a little bit more energy than Chester right now. Well, you know, they're down. It's actually an 11-point lead. Shaw guarded by Akeem Taylor. Akeem is a senior. Well, that 4 years went fast. 59 seconds to go. 2nd quarter. They flip it out now.
Oh.
And a steal. And going all the way to the basket, no, but a foul. But going to call an offensive foul on Rami Gilbert, his 1st. Great hustle by Hankins getting back on the play, number one, for Chichester. So number two out there is Deion Frisbee. Frisbee is, for Chichester, that's a big name in Chester. Well, they're right next, where the towns are right next to each other. And Frisbee, they barely get it across the timeline. Shaw gets by his man, stutter step, that wild, out-of-control shot, and it goes to Chester High.
Yep.
33 seconds to go. In the second quarter, Clippers by 11, 36-25. In the Rami Gilbert. Chester 14-3. Gilbert, pass down low, lay it up and no good off the glass. Watkins again, no but a foul. Correll will go shooting two. He's mad at himself because he thought he should have made the layup.
Right, and he got the foul to boot.
Andrew Monroe, his second. Chichester, it's kind of nice you can hear the PA guy. It's that was nuts on Monday. First miss by Chester, I believe, at the foul line. No good. Correll will get another. Only a junior. Up. Good. Correll with three in the quarter, 13 for the game. Clippers up 37-25.
10 seconds left.
Yep, 10 seconds ago, second quarter. Monroe way out high. Pass underneath the basket. Frisbee left side giving it out. Now a three ball at the buzzer. Good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Deion Frisbee, the 5'8 junior for three, and the three balls keeping Chichester right in this ball game.
Yep.
At the half, your score, the Chester High Clippers 37 and Chichester 28. Boys high school basketball never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist. When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Hey, Dave Berman back here, and we're at halftime. Chester is leading this game 37-28 over Chichester. Boys basketball, and the Chi's hanging, right, Pete? They're hanging in there.
Pete didn't hear you because his headphones.
Oh, okay, yeah, Pete, they're hanging in there, Chi, right? They're, you know, hitting some three balls.
Yeah, the stats are pretty close, Dave. We got... rebounding. Chai was 12 rebounds, and Chester I got with 15 rebounds. Fouls, team fouls, five for Chester and Trichester has, well, they have a lot more than that. They have 11 fouls. And turnovers, 9-7. So it's not, Chester has a little bit in each stat, and that's why they're up. But it's not what you would call a landslide as far as statistics.
All right, running down the scoring that I have for the leading Chester High Clippers with 37 points. 5'11 junior Fareed Burton with 8 points. 5'11 senior Rami Gilbert with 2 points. Akeem Taylor, 6'4 senior with 8. Zamir Carroll, 6'6 senior with 6. And Carell Watkins, 6'4 junior, 13. Chester, total 37 and a half. Chai Chester, 9 points. Josh Hankins, 5'11 junior. 5 points for Sayer Hancock, a 5'11 junior. Jasir Shaw, 6'1 junior with 5. Deion Frisbee with a big 3 ball at the end of the second quarter. Walter Jones, 5'10 senior with 2. And 4 points, 6'2 junior, I guess we'll call him the center for the team, Andrew Monroe, total of 28. So Chai Chester, they've got to keep scraping and clawing, and as Gabe Kapler would say, scratch, claw,
well,
that's fight.
Well, that's why I think you saw, with Chichester, with, what was it, 12 fouls in the first half? I mean, that's
11.
So, that's what you're seeing. They're at a size disadvantage. They're at a speed disadvantage, although I got to tell you, they ran as well with Chester as Chester ran with them. So, we thought the philosophy was to slow things down. Boy, it seemed that they just wanted to go tit for tat the entire game. I'll tell you, if Chai can figure out a way to hit more of their buckets, this game isn't that far off for them. I mean, Chester's doing well.
Trying to win, trying to win their first game ever against Chester since, January of 1987. Clarence Armstrong, if you remember him, was a star player for Chai Chester back then. I think Tony Irvin was the coach. You guys remember that more than me.
Oh, sure we do.
You guys are living here at the time. There's so much to follow around here. But Chai can, they can do it, man. They can do it. You can't take anything for granted.
Well, you can't. One of the things that's been a problem for Chai Chester, part of it has been because they're playing so aggressively, is they really turned the ball over a lot. We have turnovers on the stats?
11.
You got 11, Pete?
Chai Chester.
And what do you got for Chester?
7.
Well, that's okay, but
It seems like they turned it over more than that.
Yeah. Well, critical times too. I mean, but the real key to this whole thing is, and it could be the Chester defense, Chai just can't get the ball in the bucket. I mean, they're trying some shots. Something should go in. Chester's missed their fair share, but much more consistent.
You got a legend in the house from the 73, Len Gordy. Back in the day, went to Arizona with Herman Harris. Do you remember those guys at all, Pete?
I remember Herman Harris.
Herman Harris and Len Gordy played together. They went to the state finals in 72, lost by one to Farrell, and then they lost in the state
semi.
In 73. And they both went to Arizona. Len's still working for the Creighton University men's basketball program. So there you go. We got all kind of old school guys here in the house here. It's unbelievable, Mike. But everywhere we go, we know everybody.
Well, I don't know about we, Dave. You know everybody.
So
I mean, generally, I have to see that you're in the house 10 minutes for broadcast to make sure you get all the way to our table.
All right. Well, can we take a break? And I want to get a selfie with Len Gordy. Is that okay?
Sure. Let's go to our comeback.
You. So Chester leads at 37-28 at halftime over Chai Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368
800-586-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mann.
Getting ready for the third quarter. Chester High Clippers 37, Chichester Eagles 28. Talking about special guests in the house, Len Gordy here tonight, assistant basketball coach at Creighton. He's in town. Clipper great, graduated in 73. And under Juan Baughn, his coach is also here tonight. Len, you know, Villanova plays Creighton. Creighton's at Villanova Saturday. So that's why Len is in town. So he just hangs out with family here in Chester. And boy, the players they produced over the years. It's been unbelievable. Chester High. All right,
Andrew. Got a quick update from the Conestoga-Ridley game. Conestoga has gone on a 19-2 run. There's 4:23 to go in the ball game. Conestoga leads at 45-39.
And that's not over yet.
That game's gone back and forth all night.
That, a game of unbelievable runs. Strathaven, boy, they're playing very well.
They're at Pencrest tonight.
Love to see how that's
going.
In
Pencrest, coaches versus cancer game.
Love to see that. So the Clippers up by 9 here at the Fred Pickett Gymnasium, named after the winningest coach in Chester High basketball history, the late great Fred Pickett, coach from 1995-96. His first year was head coach when Chester lost to Kobe Bryant, Lower Merion, in the state semifinals at the Palestra. He coached 10 years at Chester, 3 state championships and multiple trips. And it's a lot of Chester legends in the house here tonight. That's Jasir Shaw's dad.
Okay.
Jamar Shaw.
Well, he was five here before, yeah, right.
Yes, and his older brother, Zane Shaw, we saw the other night. So Chester kids playing basketball all over southeastern PA. That Chester Biddy League, guys, is unbelievable. So we're just about ready to begin the third quarter.
And we are.
And Chester brings it in on the far side, midcourt. Burton, far side Watkins. Let's see the adjustments both teams made. I don't know if they're playing zone or not. Burton drives, foul line Taylor, right side Gilbert, right wing corner Watkins. Watkins going to fire up a 3 ball. No good. Burton, good job there. Rebound taken by Gilbert. Gilbert has it, stops, pops, misses, and the rebound, Jasir Shaw. But the ball's on the floor, stolen away by Chester. 7:23 to go. Chester's had some good looks. Can't get the ball to go to the basket. Good, give and go. Lay it up and in, and a foul. Basket is good by Zamir Carroll. And he has 8 points. Foul, Paris Blackwell. And at the line, Carroll will be shooting 1. Zamir at 4 points in the first quarter, 2 foul shots in the second, and 1 here in the third. A rare miss for him. Offensive rebound, Watkins. And what are they going to call? Foul on Chester over the back on Carell Watkins.
Another quick update from Ridley. Conestoga's in the middle of a 29-7 run. It's now 55-42 with a minute 53 to go in the fourth.
And that game's over. They can't make a run to get back in that. So anyway, Chichester, he palmed the ball over Jasir. The old-fashioned. He's every time he plays against Chester, a lot of these Chichester kids, I mean, they grew up with these guys from Chester High, and they, you know, get a little rambunctious. But Chester gets the ball back up by 11, 39-28, 7:05 to go here in the third quarter. Getting it out now. Chai's playing a zone defense. We'll see how Chester handles it. Down low, Carroll lays it up and in. Zamir Carroll for two. I've got Zamir now with points. Now Watkins, the steal, and then two Watkins for the layup. And Chester can go on nasty runs right now. Almost another steal in the backcourt. It is a steal, but they say he was out of bounds. Was Mr. Rami Gilbert.
Chester's executing a strong full court press. Isn't letting Chichester out at all, and Chichester has to figure out a way to beat it.
6.5 to go, third quarter. Chichester trailing now 43-28. They've been very, despite that 8-10 record, the Eagles under Clyde Jones, very competitive. Hankins pass. That's tough to do. All that length and strength of Chester. Almost a steal from behind. Boy, it's a street ball to the max. I love it. Hankins looks to drive. Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Block, but a foul is going to be called on Garrett. The big fella. The wide body, Andrew Monroe. We'll go to the line shooting two. Second on Zamir. So Chichester, just like that, down by 15. 6:21 to go. Third quarter, and they've got to stick with it. Monroe, the first. Up, not good. No good. He's got to work on his foul shots.
He's tired.
Well, the Clippers all run you up and down the court, man. Yep.
Well, Chichester's running right with him, so.
Second free throw attempt by Monroe of Chichester. In and out. Watkins the rebound. Carell brings it up court to Carroll, and then a foul, a push foul. Actually was out to the near side. Gilbert looking down low for Carell Watkins, and he was hammered from behind.
That looked to me more like Carell ran into Andrew Monroe than Monroe fouling him.
So Monroe is third. Down low and a foul. Two shots for, as they were looking for, like an alley-oop play.
Yep.
Looking for Zamir Carroll. He's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. He's got four. And Paris Blackwell will have to come back into the game. Paris is 6'4", close to 6'5". Four fouls on Monroe. That's a nice picture, Mike. I like what you're doing here. I need to see more of that video. Yeah, it looks good. Free throw up and good by Carroll. Zamir will get another. I've got him for 5 in the quarter, Andrew, and 11 for the game. Zamir Carroll, 6'6" senior. Up, misses that one, and rebound, Chichester Hancock. Double team to the backcourt. Now they get it across the timeline. Hankins, NBA three. That's going to be short. And it goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Chester High Clippers. All of our broadcasts are archived, DelcoHoops.com. And Rami Gilbert to inbound the ball back into the game for Chichester. Number 30, Walter Jones. So Gilbert to inbound. In the Fareed Burton. Burton across the timeline. Good give and go. Watkins, no. Follows, yes. Carell, 17 points. Clippers up by 16, almost a steal. And now it's going to be a steal. Uh-oh, ahead of the pack, Watkins. He's going to drive and lay it up and in. And a timeout called by Clyde Jones. And Chichester, Watkins with 6. And in the quarter, 19 for the game. 5.5 to go. Third quarter, boys basketball. It's the Clippers 48 and Chichester 28 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene.
Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, Peach Howard is announcing the where Chester's playing. They're playing at Atlantic City this week and the Chester boys basketball team, and we'll get to that hopefully a little bit later. 5:35 to go in the third quarter, Chester by 20.
Probably one of the last updates we'll get of the night. Ridley and Conestoga. Conestoga leads 61-48 inside the final minute.
See if he can get something on Strathaven.
I'm trying to. There's only so many reporters that go to these games, and they don't get to all of them, which is disappointing.
We can't get to all of the
games.
City of Basketball Love will cover some games, too.
They actually covered
the Strathaven game the other night.
And that's where City of Basketball Love is tonight, is Ridley Conestoga.
Okay. Gotcha. Maybe Pencrest has, they have a Twitter, and Strathaven has, a Twitter page, too. Here's another steal by Chester. Watkins' layup is good. Give and go. Great teamwork by Chester High. And they're up by 22 now.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And they keep the pressure on, another steal. Watkins, look at that teamwork. Carroll, no, but a foul. He'll go to the line shooting two. You know, Chester Charter School for the Chester Scholars Academy played Chichester earlier this year, 1-5. That's pretty good because Chester Scholars Academy is a single-A school. Right. We might see them again on Delco Hoops down the road.
People should understand that single-A, it's all based on your student population, so the idea being the larger your population, the more talent you'll have. That doesn't always work out, but it's as fair a system as anything else.
Now, Chester, they're going to be actually 5A in basketball next year, down to 4A in football. They're down to 350 boys in the entire school.
Yeah.
But again, very competitive. A lot of fun being here. And it's great to have both programs, Chester High and Chester Scholars Academy, doing great.
Right.
Really, really well, man. This is the second Zamir. Rebound, Chichester. They're having trouble getting the ball over half court. Shaw brings it up. Pass down low. Off the glass, no good. Follow up and good by Chai's Usmane Fofana, 6'3 junior. Chester coming back. Chester does not have a three ball in this game. Carroll shot blocked in there by Fofana. It's big. Hankins all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Josh Hankins with 11. Chester up by 19. This is Fareed Burton, a junior guard. To Gilbert, close to the top of the midcourt line. Down low, looking for Watkins, out of bounds, turned over. And Chester's they do have a lot of kids, not as many kids on the roster as they usually have, but they're playing most of their starters the whole game here. If they stay out of foul trouble, that's been a problem over the years for Chester. The aggressiveness gets them in foul trouble, and they have to play a lot of kids. But not tonight. Here comes Chichester back. Hankins, wide open three ball is short. And saved from going out of bounds by Carell Watkins to Taylor. Left side, back to Taylor. Lay it up and in. Akeem with 10 points, 6'4 senior. And Shaw comes back. Chester up by 21.
Whoa,
and a
that hurts.
Check foul by Taylor. Akeem. His second, I think. Second personal foul on Akeem. Team's third. Non-shooting foul, I believe.
Yeah.
She'll be on the floor.
Foul is on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
They're just waiting to get the ball back.
But Chichester's hanging. Young team. Hankins has been a three-year varsity player. McDowell for three. Got it.
Nice shot.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Chichester has made 5 trays in the game. Chester zero. But Chester leading. And now they're getting a little out of control right now. And turnover on Chester, 53. They lead it 53-35.
I can understand Chester getting their pedal off the metal. Their pedal off the metal, the metal off the pedal. Yeah, but,
right.
You know, they're getting a little sloppy with the ball.
Here's one of the 10th graders Chester brought up from JV, number 32, Donnie Ellis. Back comes Hankins, lays it up and in. 6-0 run by Chichester, but they still trail by 18 points, 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Down low, Watkins lays it up and in. Carell wanted a foul, thought he was bumped as he was going up for the shot. And he's got 10 in the quarter, 23 for the game. Almost another steal. It is a steal by Chester. Watkins scores again. Absolute beast. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Shaw comes back. Shaw take it all the way to the rack. Layup, no. Follow, no. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Monroe for Chichester. Pass is knocked out of bounds by good play there by the youngster. Donnie Ellis, I would imagine it's his first varsity experience. It's amazing what Chester did in playoffs last year. They missed most. Carell Watkins was unavailable for the playoffs most of the games last year. Chester made it to the state quarterfinals. Three ball from the left wing corner, skims the rim. Here's Watkins again to Burton. Burton looks, he got his pocket picked by Ramir McDowell. Here comes Chichester. Shaw, Glass, no. Follow, blocked from behind. Chester ahead of the pack is going to be Taylor. Akeem drives, lays up, misses the shot. Watkins gets his shot blocked, and now Chichester is fouled in the backcourt by, I think it's going to be a 32, Donnie Ellis.
I tell you, considering the point spread of 20 points here, Chichester's still playing like they got a shot at this, and Chester's just working with them. Chester's put a full court press on the entire second half. It's been very tough for Chichester to pull out of.
Now into the game for the Clips, Jay Sean Lawler, 6'1 senior. And we'll see what these less experienced guys can do. But they have a 20-point bulge, Chester High over Chichester, 2:15 to go in the third. Hankins, that's a travel, I think. Are they going to call a foul? Oh, it's a foul before. It's going to be on
21.
Jay Sean Lawler. First team's fifth. Hankins goes to the line, shooting two. Boy, he looks so much. Does Hankins face body like a freshman for Lower Merion, Sam Brown? Have you heard of him yet? Yeah, that's Brett Brown's son. Look, Hankins, we haven't done Lower Merion.
No.
He misses the first. But my goodness, I think Brett Brown's son, Sam's a couple inches taller. Again, good. Hankins, a little slapping around out there, a little frustrated.
Still a 19-point lead by Chester.
I've got,
2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the quarter, third
57-38.
Quarter.
Back comes Lawler, left wing corner Taylor. Now to Donnie for three, no good. That is the sophomore just called up from J.B. Ellis. Shot no good. And then a quick turnover. Boy, in a blink of an eye, Akeem Taylor, Chester layup. 12 in the game for him. And lay it up and in by number 35, Andrew Monroe, with 6 points. And we have 1:41 to go. Now we have a timeout. The scoreboard is malfunctioning. Should be
Chichester 40.
Chichester 40.
40
points. 59-40 is a score. 1:39 to go, third quarter. Chester with the ball and a 19-point lead. Interesting. Beautiful, beautiful scoreboard. Got it.
There you go.
There we go.
Good job. Andre Moore to the rescue.
Hey, he's the D. If he can run it, nobody can.
Lawler, far side, Taylor. Keem way out high, double team, near side to Jay Sean. Back to Taylor, left of the key. Watkins loses it out of bounds. Chester getting a little sloppy here. Yeah, you have a big lead and you kind of lose focus.
That last basket for Chester came from Carl Watkins again, not Akeem Taylor.
I thought it was Akeem.
No, it was Carl down underneath making the steal and the basket.
And a foul on the backcourt. So I have Watkins here with
27.
He had 13 and a half. So in this quarter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
14.
Four.
14 in the quarter.
Let him count if you throw too many numbers at him.
Yeah, there is. Seven baskets by Correll. So take away Akeem.
Yes.
That was Akeem, man. It looked like number four. Anyway, all right.
No, it was number 30 down underneath.
Maybe he was behind. Watkins was ahead of my
mistake. I think Akeem Taylor was down
Steel
here at
right
this
there.
End.
Chester Steel.
Steals it again, yeah. Yep. Chester back a minute to go in the quarter. Akeem Taylor out high. Akeem foul line. Ball knocked away. Lawler picks it up. Left wing Donnie Ellis out to Lawler. Lawler looks to Donnie Ellis. Boy, he likes shooting that three ball. Misses it. No good. Battling for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by. It's going to be Chester. No, they're going to give it to Chichester. There you go. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chester up 59-40. Correll Watkins, 27 points for the Clippers. Number zero into the game is Mazen Syed for Chichester. Out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. 39.5 seconds to go.
Chichester's attempt there was nice. It was some passing around. He got somebody under the basket. Unfortunately, the pass went a little awry.
Syed to inbound the ball. 16 fouls, Chester here in the second half. Four on Chai. Down low, lay it up and in again by Monroe. On Andrew looking like Earl the Pearl here in the third quarter. Chester up by 17. Ellis down low, Watkins. He's double teamed. He puts it up. No, but a foul. Two shots for Watkins, and that's a big, that's a mismatch for Correll against a lot of players. It's going to be on Fofana.
Yes.
Third. Watkins, two foul shots. Up short. Not happy about it. Very emotional, charismatic player is Correll. Number 12 into the game. Clyde Jones using a lot of kids. Number 12.
Dayon for, no.
I don't have a number 12.
I don't have a number 12 on our roster.
Yeah, I don't know why they change throughout the year. That's interesting.
And they never tell anybody. That's the best part.
Second free throw was good by
good
Correll.
Good by Correll. 28 points for Watkins.
Full court pressing in.
Getting it up the court. Good pass. Layup blocked by Zamir Carroll. Zamir gets it back from Taylor. There's another bad pass by Chester. And Hankins is getting a little out of control here. Slams it off the... Oh, man, that hurts.
Yep.
That hurts. Shot is blocked. And that was... And I don't... I'm a little... that's the end of the quarter. However, the kid from Chichester threw the ball right at the Chester player's family jewels.
Well, I don't think that was the intention. He threw it to try to get it because he was falling out of bounds with the ball. So he tried to get it back in.
That was
figured
Hankins,
it would bounce
right?
off of him. It was Hankins who
yeah,
did
it. Was Hankins
it.
That threw
Hankins
the ball.
Is unbelievable out there. He's like an energizer bunny out there.
Yeah, he really is. We'll take a break. We go to the fourth quarter. Chester 60, Chichester 42 on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After three quarters of play, it's the Chester Clippers 60 and Chichester 42. Running down scoring real quick, Josh Hankins with 14, 5 for Hancock, 3 for McDowell, 5 for Shaw, 2 for Fofana, 3 for Frisbee, 2 for Jones, and 8 for Monroe of Chichester.
Chichester has, I have them for 17 turnovers, and that allowed, obviously Chester scored many points off those turnovers. And that's probably the main difference in the score right now.
How about 28 points for Correll Watkins for Chester, 12 for Zamir Carroll, 10 for Akeem Taylor, and 8 points for Burton.
Yeah.
There we go.
And the final from Ridley, Conestoga, 66, Ridley, 54.
Chichester has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Monroe using that big body, no, but a foul. He'll go to the line shooting two. So Chichester still battling for that playoff spot there. Sun Valley actually is playing better, a rebuilding Sun Valley team, losing all those guys.
Well, you know, you're going to get 16 teams in 5A and 24 teams in 6A. So that's a lot of teams.
It really
about,
is.
About half of each, but that's okay. Makes the season longer. That's wonderful.
Free throw up and good.
We got to figure out a way to cover more than one game, which is we're working on now. So we'll see.
Free throw up and good. Got some great equipment over here at DelcoHoops.com. Up and good again. Andrew Monroe with 10. Chester by 17. 16. Driving to the basket. Watkins scores again. He has 30 points. 62-43. Coming back, Shaw. Floater. Got it.
Boy, he drove that the entire length, ran a guy over, and went in and made the basket.
Jasir, 6'1 junior. Chester comes back. Lawler, right side, Berry. Chester by 17. Three ball straight away, up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Jay Sean Lawler, first three of the night for Chester High. And they are up 65-45 is the score. And then an illegal pick is set, and it's going to be against Chichester, back to Chester High.
His arms were okay until he extended them. As soon as he extended them, they blew the whistle.
That's his fifth, and he's done for the night.
That's his fifth. He's out.
Yeah, they're going to miss him. But Asumane Fofana, 6'3 junior, into the game for Chai.
It was a great pick until he extended his elbows, and it was all over.
Berry out high to Ellis. Cross court pass, Lawler. Back to Ellis. Just up from JV. Lawler take it all the way to the rack, lays it up and in. Jay Sean Lawler for Chester High, the 6'1 senior, making the most of his opportunity with 5 points, and Chester by 21. Beat Chai by 14, 74-60 last time they played. Shaw to the basket, up, no. Out of bounds off of Chester. It'll be with Chai Chester. Walter Jones checking back in for the Eagles. 6:26 to go. I'm sorry, Pete. 6:26 to go, fourth quarter.
Yeah, if it continues at this pace, I think we'll try to grab Terrell Watkins.
Oh, yeah.
Post talk.
Are you going to do that, Pete? You want me? It's easier for me to get to him.
Foul from the backside.
You want me to grab him?
Foul, Jay Sean Lawler. Second. Team's eighth. It'll be 1-1 here for Scrappy, to say the least. 5'11 junior guard, Josh Hankins. Up, misses it. 101. Got to make, well, you're down by 21.
Well, and it helps to make it. At this stage of the game, it's just you're playing for pride. I mean, the odds you're going to make a run, 20-point run, and take over Chester. But this is what makes a good team. I mean, you're down. Now play your heart out. And if you were watching and didn't know the score, you'd think it was close. Well,
Chichester gets the ball back on a turnover by Chester. Shaw drives to the basket. Floater good by Jasir, one of our big 60 ballers. Came out there, did a great job in Lancaster in the offseason. 4 in the quarter for Jasir, 9 in the game. Chester by 19. Ellis, Akeem for 3. Too strong. Rebound, Walter Jones. Jones coming back. Far side, Shaw for 3. No good. Rebound, Watkins for Chester. Watkins gives it to Taylor. Akeem back across the timeline. Wants to take it all the way to the rack. Layup, no good. Forced layup right there. Shaw has it. 5:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Hankins way outside. Chester up by 19. Hey, Chai, man, they continue to play. And that's what you need to do. Pass, Shaw goes to the basket off the glass. Oh. Misses an easy shot right there, about a five-footer. And Chester the rebound. Akeem Taylor into the lane. Stops, pops, no good. Watkins offensive rebound. 2 points. Carrell Watkins.
Caught one in the eye. He's
32 for him. Got to find out what a career high is for Carrell.
We can ask him, hopefully.
He was MVP, did a great interview at the tournament in Pittsburgh. Knocked out of bounds with a foul. Going to be called on Donnie Ellis of Chester. Fareed Burton back into the game for Chester. So two shots for number five, Jasir Shaw. 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester 69, Chichester 48. Shaw up and good. Now checking in for Chester, number 15, Jamaj Womack, 6'4 senior. So Correll's going to be coming out. Yes, he is getting the breather. He's probably done for the game,
I would think.
Correll has 11 rebounds tonight.
Double.
Free throw good by Shaw.
I've got him for 14.
Okay, that's okay. Stats are not an easy thing in basketball.
No, not at all.
Maybe you got some extra double taps.
Jasir Shaw, yeah. Shaw with 6 in the quarter, 11 for the game. Leading scorer for Chai is Josh Hankins, who has 14. Nothing yet here in the fourth quarter. Chester coming back. Ellis, far side. Lawson, left wing corner. Pass is off the hands and stolen away. Chai Chester ahead of the pack. Driving shot blocked from behind. Offensive rebound up, no good. And we've got a foul on Chester. That boy can get up. Jamaj Womack, 6'4 senior. But on the follow-up attempt by Chichester, Womack commits a foul. So, Mazen Saeed, 5'11", ninth grader for Chichester at the line, shooting 2. Nice touch for the ninth grader.
Nice touch.
As he's trying to show Coach Jones, I can play at the varsity level valuable minutes. Saeed again, nothing
nice.
But nets.
Really nice stroke there from the line.
Chester coming back, 4.5 to go in the game. Chester 69 and Chichester 52. Cross court to Burton. Burton looking around, down low, ball knocked away, picked up by the Clippers. Jumper in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound, no good. That's going to be an over-the-back foul. Over-the-back foul on Chester's Donnie Ellis. So younger guys getting a lot of valuable experience here.
I've got him for 4 in his limited minutes.
Yeah. You used to call those guys the assassins. Come in for maybe got 3 minutes of game time and fouled out.
Yeah. So at the line for Chichester shooting 2. Grant Tate, 6'3 senior.
Ooh.
In and out. It was a two-shot foul, right? Okay. Yeah.
Well, it is now. He thought it was 1-on-1. That
Hancock
was a nice move.
Hancock thought it was a 1-on-1.
Took it and
laid it in off Chester's, the mess.
Yeah, they got 10 fouls, Chester, so it's... Again, up. No good. Wide to the right. Rebound to the Clippers. And Lawler to Berry. Berry down low into the lane. That's going to be a travel on Jamaj Womack. Chester in a little rut here scoring the ball. They had 9 in the quarter, leading at 69-52, 17-point bulge with 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Chichester coming back, Frisbee, near side, Saeed. Saeed picks it back up, goes to the basket, misses the shot, tap, no good. Another tap, up, no good. Another block and a foul. And I tell you what, Chichester, these younger guys are out working the Chester players
now. No doubt about it.
He's
going to go to the line again. 21, Jayshon
Lawler. That is his third. Team's over the limit. Lawler's, he's got 3 already in limited minutes. So Saeed at the line, 5'11 freshman, shooting 2 more.
And a final from Radnor. They were playing Harriton tonight. Radnor beats Harriton 69-58.
Leading scorer, anybody?
Leading scorer was Jack D'Entremont with 29. Raider, the Radnor Red Raiders scored 51 in the second half to erase a 12-point half-time deficit. Wow.
This crazy Central League. That little tournament's going to be interesting. He misses the second and almost out of bounds on Chester, and there it is. Now it's still in play. Chester better, and Chichester is out-hustling Chester right now, but just too many points behind. Layup no good, tap no good. They're out-working Chester big time. Three ball from the left corner is no good. Tap no good. Chichester just totally dominating at this stretch of the game. Finally, Chester gets a rebound. And Ellis, 3:22 to go. And Coach Taylor is trying to get these guys some experience. You know, get some experience. There's a three ball by Burton. Ooh.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Fareed with 11. He said, man, it's time for us to get some points here. Now Chester up by 20 again. But give Chichester a lot of credit, guys. They're still battling for a playoff spot. Right wing corner. Eagles with the ball down low. Shot is no good, but a foul, and he fouls out quickly. So Ellis is out. Donnie Ellis, 6'4 sophomore. And he's a work in progress. Obviously, his first varsity experience. He does not want to come out of the game. And he will sit down. He's upset that he has to come out, but he has to come out, committed five fouls.
Yeah. And he, as he was walking past us, he said, not again.
Yeah, he got
so that seems to me that it means he's done this multiple times in his career.
At least one other time.
Yeah.
Well, JV level probably. Yeah. But anyway, a lot of potential in the kid, obviously.
A lot of substitutions for Chichester.
So 11 at the line for Chai with his team down by 20, and that is Grant Tate. With a left hand, good. Again, Chester, the last, since 1986-87 when I started keeping the home records. Just unbelievable.
Missed
here.
The last free throw. Chester got the ball.
Yeah. 355-32, the record over 33 years here at the gym, the home gym. Good, give and go. Berry down low for Jamaj Womack for two. Clippers up by 75-52. Reverse layup is good.
Good NFL.
Number 21, Isaiah Diggs. Okay, I don't know what year he's in, but now Womack has two. A lot of fouls here. Game kind of dragging out here in the final quarter. Free throw by Diggs up. No good. Chester the rebound. Jayshon Lawler to point guard who falls. Gilbert picked up by Berry. Down low. Glass. Good enough. Foul. Bucket is good by number 15, Jamaj Womack, 6'4 senior. Back-to-back buckets for him. He has four. Chester up 77-54 with just 2:14 to go in the game. Misses the foul shot. Now, you're Chester, just no fouls, please. Almost got one there. Chichester the rebound. They come back across the timeline. These guys want to make the most of their experience. Chester in Atlantic City this weekend. That's a walk. He walked. Oh, man. He got away with a travel right there. Wow. And then they call a foul on Chester.
It's a nice move, though.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah. Okay, so I got to make sure I don't get thrown out of the game here, the broadcaster, man.
Well, as long as you keep your voice at the level that it is, you know. It's
but I did one of these.
Right? Well, that's okay.
I wouldn't be a good ref.
That could be a signal to go to a commercial.
Yes, yes. There you go. Oh, how's your shoulder, by the way? Did he make that first? I missed it.
Yes, he did.
All right, number 25 for Chichester.
Shoulder is great until you just touched it.
Eddie Swinton makes the free throw. A lot of kids getting there in the lineup tonight. Yeah,
just under 2 minutes to play.
Yeah, taking forever this quarter. Free throw no good. A battle for the rebound. It's a tie-up, and possession arrow will go with
Chester.
Chester. So good luck to Chichester, and hopefully they will make the 5A tournament. Could have a bunch of Delaware County teams in it.
Oh, boy, it's going to be a fun couple of rounds at playoffs.
But it's great. You're going to be following as much as we can. But the website, DelcoHoops.com, will have articles from all over the place.
Yep.
Inquire. Delaware County Times, City of Basketball Love. Chester slowing it up a little bit here. They just want to if they could try to run out the whole rest of the game here. 1.5 to go, fourth quarter. Chester up 77-56. Our MVP, Carell Watkins, 6'4 junior for Chester High. We had him on last year also. And Chester, 1:21 to go. Burton has it way out high. Dribbles behind his back. He's very, very tough to take the ball away from. And he's a junior, and he's going to get better and better. Syed's trying his best. That's good experience for the freshman out here trying to guard him. Down low, alley-oop underneath the basket, and there is a foul.
Traffic jam and crash. Yeah.
I don't see many guys. I thought these guys loved each other. Chichester. I don't see many guys helping the other guy up when it came to the foul, man.
No, I've noticed that. When they knock you to the ground, you stay there until you get up.
Interesting. At the line for Chester is going to be Jamaj Womack, 6'4 senior, shooting 2. Makes the first.
I'm not sure of the score of the Strathaven game, but it was a Panthers win over Pencrest.
That's incredible.
Wow. At Pencrest on the road, huge road win for the Panthers. Wow.
Boy, that is unbelievable. They are, I tell you, Strathaven undersized, but they are scrappy. Free throw is good.
That's a very good definition for the Strathaven basketball team this year.
Mike Brown told me, the Garnet Valley coach, after I did PA for the Garnet Valley game with Strathaven. Scrappy. Chichester with 50 seconds to go with the ball. Two free throws there made by Womack, and Chester now leads 78-56. Saeed. Looking. Chester still trying to take the ball away from the ninth grader. Good look. Down low. Lay it up and in.
Very nice. Good eyes. He's got nice vision Eddie of the court for a young man.
Eddie Swinton. 30 seconds, and the Clippers will run out the clock here, I would hope, and get out of here with a 78-58 win and head to Atlantic City, which is not that far. They can go up and back.
And Pete, unless
they're going to pay for the hotel room.
Pete, you're going to get our interview?
Yeah, I'll get him.
All right.
And the clock will run out. Your final score will be the Chester High Clippers, 78, Chichester, 58. And there's the buzzer.
And that's the ball.
Chester improves to 15-3. They have won 11 of their last 12 games. Chichester falls to 8-11, still battling for a playoff spot. District 1, 5A. Their three-game winning streak is stopped. So post-game show is on the way. We're going to talk with Carell Watkins, the Clippers 78, the Eagles of Chi 58 on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
The Red Hot Chester High boys basketball team improves to 15-3 on the season, beating Chichester 78-58. MVP, 6'4 junior, Carell Watkins. Carell, I know you. You've seen me over the year. We played ball. We were teammates at the LA Fitness over the offseason.
That must have been a close contest.
No, yes. We were teammates, actually. It was great. So, anyway, Carell, tell us about the performance tonight, and you took care of business, what I pretty much said.
I mean, I was locked in from the start of the game, and I was just feeding off all my teammates' energy. They gave me some energy, so I gave it to them back.
Now you get ready for Atlantic City, another marquee tournament, two of the top teams in the state of New Jersey, and now you got to scout and look at some film of these guys. Atlantic City, man.
Yeah, man. But Atlantic City, the key to Atlantic City is, man, we just got to have the mindset to go in there and just win.
Yeah.
Got to have a winning mindset at all times.
And Chester has. That's why you guys are invited to these great tournaments over the years. Mike, you have a question for Carell?
Yeah, I just wonder, when you went up against Chichester, we kind of expected Chichester to try to slow everything down.
Yeah.
They seem to be very willing to run with you guys constantly, and it cost them some points, obviously.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by that? Or?
Oh, no, I wasn't surprised. I don't never get shut down or stop.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, were you surprised that they kept up? That they kept running with you?
Yeah. They're a competitive team. I mean, I wasn't surprised. I knew that it was going to compete. They don't never give up, even when we played them at their house.
But they sure didn't give up tonight. I mean, they were down by 20. What was the most, 25 points?
About 25, yeah.
Yeah, and they kept going. If you hadn't known the score, you would have think it was a tight game.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, man, you did a good job out in Pittsburgh. The guy, the interview, it was a lady? No, it was a guy that interviewed you at the Pittsburgh tournament. Did a good job on TV, man. You might have a future in broadcasting down the road, all right?
God knows we don't.
Yeah, well, we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there. It's great. I love the clip showing. I was born in this building. Did you know this used to be Chester Hospital way back?
A hospital?
It used to be a hospital.
I was
born here, 1958. I'm old there, Carell. I know his uncles. I know. We talk about Doty and... Curtis and everything. All right, but yeah, well, you know, I've been around the block. So, Carell, thank you very much. Great job, and
thank
have a good time down the shore, okay? All right, Carell Watkins, MVP, 6th floor junior, very well spoken, 32 points, and just a crazy night. Congratulations, Strathaven, big win, baby. That's unbelievable. And Lower Marion Loot.
It was a 3-point win for the Panthers of Strathaven, 50-47.
That's what their games have been like all year. And Lower Marion losing by 50. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break right here,
no,
guys.
We're
going to
wrap
it up.
Okay.
Yeah. That's well. I will. Look at the website. You want to do it, Andrew?
I've got a wrap up.
Yeah.
For
go
us.
Ahead. Go ahead.
For Chichester, their total of 58 tonight. They were led by Josh Hankins with 14. Hancock had 5. Ramir McDowell had 3. Jasir Shaw with 11. Usman Fofana with 2, Grant Tate with 1, Dayon Frisby with 3, Walter Jones with 2, Mazen Saeed with 2, Andrew Monroe with 10, Isaiah Diggs with 2, and Eddie Swinton with 3 for their total of 58.
Chester out-rebounded Chichester by, I think, 12 or 13 rebounds. I might have missed one. But they controlled the boards, they controlled the tempo, and they controlled the game.
There you go. And then you want to talk,
and the
John.
The Chester wrap-up, their total of 78. They got their They got 32 from our MVP, Carell Watkins, 5 from Jayshon Lawler, 6 from Jamaic Womack, 12 from Zamir Carroll, 10 from Akeem Taylor, 2 from Rami Gilbert, and 11 from Fareed Burton for their 78 points.
All
tonight.
Right, check the Delco Hoops site for news, updates, photos, and we got another game on Tuesday. We'll be at Pencrest without Dave, and then after that game, we head into we'll do the Central League Championship.
Central League Championship.
And then we head into the playoffs.
Boys and girls, Mike?
And girls.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. And, who knows?
Girls last year, they were exciting games.
Yep, great games. Springfield against Garnet Valley.
Garnet Valley girls are good.
They're good again, and they lost a lot. But Chester High boys basketball, as you heard on DelcoHoops.com, wins at 78 over Chichester 58. You've been listening to boys high school basketball. Never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.